记第七章。
I want to read the first four verses.
我们来读前四节。
Joshua chapter 7, verse 1.
约书亚记第七章第一节。
But the sons of Israel acted unfaithfully in regard to the things under the ban, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, from the tribe of Judah, took some of the things under the ban. Therefore, the anger of the Lord burned against the sons of Israel. Now Joshua sent from Jericho to Ai, which is near the Beth Avon, East Bethel, and said to them, Go up and spy out the land. So the man went up and spied out Ai. They returned to Joshua and said to him, Do not let all the people go up. Only about 2,000 or 3,000 men need to go up to Ai. Do not make all the people toil up there, for they are few. So about 3,000 men from the people went up there, but they fled from the men of Ai.
以色列人在当灭的物上犯了罪，因为犹大支派中谢拉的曾孙撒底的孙子加米的儿子亚干取了当灭的物，耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作。当下约书亚从耶利哥打发人往伯特利东边靠近伯亚文的爱城去，吩咐他们说，你们上去窥探那地。他们就上去窥探爱城。他们回到约书亚那里，对他说，众民不必都上去，只要两三千人上去就能攻取爱城，不必劳累众民都去，因为那里的人少。于是民中约有三千人上那里去，竟在爱城人面前逃跑了。
Then turn to Galatians.
然后我们翻到加勒太书。
Actually, the battle, the second battle is the background of Galatians.
其实第二个征战就是这个加勒太书的背景。
And we don't have time to read too many verses. I only read chapter 4, verse 1 through 7.
我们没有时间来读很多的章节，所以只来读第四章的一到七节。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 1. Now, I say, as long as the heir is a child, he does not differ at all from a slave, although he is owner of everything. But he is under guardians and managers until the day set by the father. So also we, while we were children, were held in bondage under the elemental things of the world. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God.
我说那承受产业的虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别，乃在师父和管家的手下，只等他父亲预定的时候来到。我们为孩童的时候受管于世俗小学之下也是如此，及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫他们得着儿子的名分。你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿巴父。可见从此以后你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
Father, we thank you for giving us such a precious time to be together.
父啊，我们感谢你，因为你给我们这样宝贵的时间与众圣徒一起。
Even more importantly, you are with us.
更重要的是你与我们同在。
And we have opportunity to fellowship with our Lord Jesus.
我们也有机会与我们的主耶稣交通。
Therefore, we want to pray for this time.
所以我们为这个时间祷告。
Because apart from thee, we can do nothing.
因为离了你，我们什么都不能做。
Therefore, we really need your help.
所以我们真的需要你帮助。
We need anointing of the Spirit.
我们需要圣灵的恩膏。
for the speaker, for translator, and for the hearer.
为说的，为翻译的，也为听的。
As we fellowship with one another, you open our heart.
当我们这样彼此交通的时候，求你打开我们的心。
So that we can see the truth revealed in your word.
所以我们可以在看到在话语里面启示的真理。
We commit this time into your hands.
把这个时间交在你手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We know that Paul served the Lord for about 33 years.
我们知道保罗服侍神有33年的时间。
And we can divide the 33 years into three parts.
我们可以把这33年分成三部分。
The first part he spent in Damascus, Arabian Desert, and Tarsus.
第一个阶段他是时间是在大马士革，在阿拉伯的旷野，还有在大树。
And we know, we don't know much about this period.
我们对这一个时期不太了解。
And the second period is the second 11 years.
第二个阶段是他的后面第二个11年。
This is the peak of his service.
这个是他服侍的高峰。
He traveled around Asia Minor.
他是在整个亚细亚来旅行传宣教。
And it's in this 11 period that he did most of his work.
在这11年里面他基本上完成了他宣教的大部分的工作。
Toward the end of this second period, he wrote 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, and Romans.
所以在这个11年的结束，他写了哥林多前后书、加勒泰书，还有罗马书。
Then he spent the third part, the third 11 years in prison.
然后他下面的第三个十一年是在监狱里。
Then he wrote Ephesians, Galatians, Philemon, Philippians.
所以在那里他写了以弗所书、哥罗西书、腓立比书，还有腓立门书。
And in the end, then he wrote First and Second Timothy and Titus.
在最后他也写了提摩太前后书，还有提多书。
And Galatians occupy a very special space in the heart of Apostle Paul.
加勒泰对于保罗来讲，在他心中占了一个非常特别的地位。
Because the Galatians were the first group of people that he ministered to.
因为加勒泰人是保罗他宣教所服侍的第一批的人。
And the first trip was to them.
那保罗的第一次行程就是到他们那里。
And when Paul visited them in Antioch or Pisidia,
当保罗来到比西底的安提亚的时候，
he went into the synagogue and someone asked him to share.
他就进到会堂，有人就请他们来分享。
Then Paul stood up, shared from Moses to David and to Jesus.
所以保罗就从摩西到大卫，再讲到耶稣。
And they asked him to come back next Sabbath.
然后他们就说，你下个安息日再来跟我们讲。
And on the next Sabbath, the whole city gathered to hear Apostle Paul.
所以到下一个安息日，合成的人都聚集来听他们讲。
And the Bible said something very remarkable.
在圣经里面有一个非常奇妙的记载。
Bible said all those who were appointed for eternal life, believe.
在圣经里面讲，凡预定得永生的都信了。
In other words, everyone that was chosen by the Lord believe.
或者换一句话说，每一个被神拣选的都信了。
It was a truly remarkable work in Antioch of Pisidia.
所以在比西底的安提阿有一个非常奇妙的工作。
And the word of the Lord spread around the region.
所以主的道就传遍那一带的地方。
And afterwards,And a Jews persecute Apostle Paul and Barnabas.
但那个之后，犹太人就来逼迫保罗跟巴拿巴。
And they left.
他们就被赶出。
But the disciples there were continually filled with the joy and with the Holy Spirit.
但当地的门徒满心喜乐，又被圣灵充满。
And then Paul visited a few other cities in the same regions.
然后保罗又去到了在当地的其他几个城市。
Everywhere he went, people accept the Lord Jesus.
每一个地方他去到，都有人来接受主耶稣。
And that was his first mission trip, is to the Galatia.
所以他第一次宣教就是去到加勒泰这个地方。
And churches in Galatia were established after the first mission trip.
在第一次宣教之后，加勒泰的教会就被建立。
So Galatians were always in the heart of Apostle Paul.
所以加勒泰的圣徒们一直是在保罗的心中。
If you pay attention, Paul visited them very often.
如果我们仔细读的话，保罗经常的去探访他们。
Almost every mission trip start in Galatia.
甚至几乎每一次宣教的开始都是从加勒泰。
They were the first love of Apostle Paul.
他们是保罗起初的爱。
But unfortunately, after some years, something happened in Galatia.
但不幸的是，一些年之后，在加勒泰发生了。
Some Judaizers went into Asia and Galatia teaching the believers to be circumcised.
就有一些犹大教的人去到那里来教导他们行割礼。
They told them they must keep the laws of Moses in order to be perfected.
教导他们一定要遵守摩西的律法才能够完全。
When Paul heard about this news, his heart was broken.
当保罗听到这样的消息的时候，他非常的心碎。
Then he wrote this letter, Galatians.
所以他就写了加勒泰书。
He said, I was amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel.
在那里保罗说，我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音。
No, the Galatians were saved in a miraculous way.
这些加勒泰人是在一个神迹奇事里面被拯救的。
They saw Christ and him crucified.
他们已经看到基督并他钉十字架。
Not only they saw Christ, him crucified, they experienced the Holy Spirit.
不光他们看到基督并他钉十字架，而且经历到圣灵。
Everything looks wonderfully promising.
每一件事都是有奇妙的应许在成就。
It was a new atmosphere.
这是一个新的空气在他们
中间。New prospects
是一个新的一个眼光。
Full of new hope
是充满了新希望。
But how could this situation take such a turn?
但这样的光景怎么会突然转变了呢
？How could this be possible?
怎么可能呢
？Why did it happen?
为什么会发生
？Then we want to look at the battle in the Old Testament.
那现在我们要来看在旧约里面的这场征战
Jericho and Ai
就是在耶利哥跟爱城的征战
I think we can compare these two stories and we can learn some spiritual lessons
如果我们这样来比较的话就可以学到一些属灵的功课
Just like Galatians, Israel had a wonderful experience in Jericho
就像加勒泰人一样以色列人当时在耶利哥也经历了一个非常奇妙的得胜
It's something thatThey never expected.
这是他们唯没有预想到的。
But there's one thing happened during that battle.
但是在那个征战里面发生了一件事。
There's one person called Achan.
其中一个人叫做亚干。
He took a beautiful garment.
他拿了一件美好的衣服。
And he took 200 shekels of silver and bar of gold, 50 shekels.
然后他又拿了200克舍勒的银子和一条金子重50克舍勒。
God told him that gold and silver are holy to the Lord. Gold and silver belong to the Lord.
神已经跟他们讲过金银是分别为圣归于神属于神的。
God also said the things that were banned they should not take.
而且神也跟他们讲那些当灭之物他们不应该拿。
But this garment and gold and silver was so attractive to Achan.
但这个衣服还有这些金银对亚干来讲很有吸引力。
So there was a choice before Achan.
所以在亚干面前就有这样的选择。
To obey the Lord or to obey the desire of his heart.
是顺服神呢还是顺服自己心里面那个贪心
In other words, to choose to love the Lord or to love the world.
或者说我选择是爱神还是选择爱世界
And this is the battle we face every day in our daily life.
这个就是我们每天都要面对的征战
Sometimes we think we can love both.
有的时候我们自己觉得两个都可以爱
It is not true.
不对的
You cannot love the Lord and the world at the same time.
你不能又爱神同时又爱世界
Jesus said, do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
在圣经里面讲，耶稣说不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Know that even we should not love the things in the world.
不光是世界，世界上的事都不要去爱。
If you love the things in the world, you love the world.
如果你爱世界上的事，就是爱世界。
I can love the things of the world.
你们不能爱世界。
I can make the wrong choice.
这个亚干就做了一个错误的选择。
He chose to love the world.
他的选择是爱世界。
He lost the battles.
所以他输了这场征战。
In the same way, Galatians had a choice before them.
同样的，在加勒太人面前也有这样的选择。
Judaism at the time was protected by the Roman Empire.
在罗马统治的时候，犹太教是被保护的。
On the other hand, the Christianity was persecuted.
但另外一方面，基督的信仰是被逼迫的。
If you become a Christian, you will be persecuted.
如果你成为一个基督徒，马上要被逼迫。
But if you believe in Judaism, you are protected.
如果你是犹太教的人，那你会受保护。
Therefore, it's a temptation to mix the Christianity with Judaism.
所以在那里就有一个愿望，要把犹太教跟基督信仰混合在一起。
What a wonderful if I can get eternal life at the same time get the protection of Judaism.
如果我同时有永远的生命，又可以得着在犹太教里面的保护，多好呢？
Brothers and sisters, this is the wrong concept.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个错误的概念。
You can never please the Lord, having those kind of mixtures.
如果你里面有这样的混杂，不可能得神的喜悦。
You cannot be a Christian at the same time and you believe in Judaism.
你不可能是基督徒，同时又相信犹太教。
Therefore, they face a choice.
所以他们也要面对一个选择。
Do they reject the Judaism?
是不是来拒绝犹太教的事？
Or they accept the mixtures.
或者接受这样的混杂。
They made the wrong choice.
他们也做了错的选择。
They love the protection that Judaism offered.
他们所选择的是犹太教里面的保护。
Therefore, they compromised themselves.
所以他们妥协了。
They love the world more than they love the Lord.
他们爱世界过于他们爱神。
And lost the battles.
他们也输了这场征战。
Brothers and sisters, Judaism, maybe we think there is nothing to do with us today.
弟兄姐妹们，今天你可能觉得犹太教跟我没关系。
Because we don't even know what Judaism is.
因为我甚至不知道犹太教里面是什么。
But there's something in Judaism we must understand.
但是在犹太教里面有一些事我们必须要明白的。
Those Jews, they try to put Christianity in the shadow of Judaism.
当时那些犹太人就想把这个基督的信仰摆在犹太教的阴影下面。
No, they instead of a living relationship with the Lord,
他们代替了那个个人与神之间的个人的关系。
They reduce Christianity into a system, a religion of laws, rules, ceremonies, and rituals.
他们就把基督的信仰降低成为一个系统，成为一些律例、典章，成为一些律法。
In doing so, they destroy the foundation of Christianity.
因此他们就把基督信仰的根基毁灭掉了。
And Judaism appealed to Galatians.
对加勒太人来讲，犹太教非常有吸引力。
Because in human being, we always want to be able to contribute to something.
因为在人的天然里面，我们总想有一些贡献。
Therefore, they told them that if you are circumcised, if you follow the law of Moses, then you will be spiritual.
所以当时的教导就是说，如果你行割礼来遵守摩西的律法，那你就是属灵的人。
So these saints, they have this desire for the Lord.
所以这些圣徒们其实他们心里面对神是有渴慕的。
Therefore, they're very happy now. They were offered a shortcut.
所以他们很高兴，这里有一条捷径了。
Now you don't need to, spend years and years and years.
现在你不需要花很多年的时间。
It's very simple.
非常简单了。
Circumcision and keep the law of Moses.
就是行割礼，然后遵守摩西的律法。
It's something you can see and something you can touch.
这些是你看得见、摸得着的。
It's not very complicated.
也不复杂。
So they create this system.
所以他们就创造了这样一个系统。
Today we may not have Judaism.
今天我们可能没有犹太教。
But today we still face with the system created by man.
但是我们所面对的就是人所创造出来的很多的系统。
No, we live in 21st century now.
我们现在是活在21世纪。
Are we better than Galatians?
那今天我们比加勒泰的那些人更好吗？
If we look at Christianity today, what do we find?
如果今天我们看看基督教找到的是什么？
Christianity today in many parts of the world has become a system of rules and regulations, not a living relationship.
今天基督教在世界各地已经变成了一个系统，里面有法治，有规条，但却不是一个活的关系。
A system is a matter of practices in Christianity.
在基督教里面，这个系统是关乎操作。
With its own rules and laws, and
有它自己的规定，有它自己的律法。
And often the manner of practice has in itself become the beginning and the end of everything.
那这个操作，这个方式就成为每件事的开始，也成为每件事的结束。
And a system is an organized way of doing spiritual things.
就是把属灵的事情作为一个非常规范的在这里操作。
For example, if we want to serve the Lord,
比如举个例子，如果你要服侍神的话
，there is a recipe for it.
就有一个菜单。
You just have to follow the recipe.
就是跟随这个菜单来做。
Then you can serve the Lord.
那你就可以服侍神。
If you want to preach the gospel,
如果你要传福音的话
，there is a menu for it.
有一个操作手册。
You simply follow the menu.
你就跟着手册来做就好。
If you want to plant a church,
如果你要建立一个教会的话
，you can find a cookbook.
你也可以找到一个菜单。
There's a checklist.
有一些条目你可以跟着来做。
If you want to order, you organize a retreat.
如果你要来有夏令会的话
，There's plenty of resources for you to do it accordingly.
有许多的资源你可以照着做。
Everything you want to do spiritually, there is an organized way for you to follow.
每一个你要做的属灵的事，好像都有一个严密的一个操作可以跟从。
I often ask myself this question.
我经常问自己这样一个问题。
What if Apostle Paul lived today?
如果使徒保罗活在今天的话
，I want to ask you to think about this. If Apostle Paul lived today, will he be accepted by today's Christian organization as a missionary?
我请大家来思考，如果保罗使徒保罗今天在这里，他能不能被宣教的机构接受成为传道人
？I just want to present this in front of you.
我想把这个摆在大家面前。
So if I am Apostle Paul,
如果我是使徒保罗
，and our brother is the mission board,
那我这个弟兄是宣教机构的主导。
So therefore, I come to this brother say, I'm Paul. I want to be a missionary.
然后我就来到这个领导人面前，就是说我是保罗，我希望能够进入宣教的工作。
Then he will ask me first question.
那他就会问我第一个问题。
Then he will ask me, Do you know where you want to go?
他会问我，你知道你要去哪儿吗
？And I said, I'm not really sure. I don't know where I want to go.
然后我就会回答，我也不清楚，真不知道要去哪里。
While we were fasting and prayer, the Holy Spirit sent us to do His work, but He didn't say where.
当我们进食祷告的时候，圣灵分派我们出来来传道，但是并没有说要去哪里。
I may go west, but I may go east. I don't know at this time.
我可能去西边，也可能走东边，但我现在不知道。
Wrong answer，
已经是错误的回答了。
You won't get any far。
你不能从这儿再往下了。
You don't even know where you want to go。
你连去哪儿都不知道。
Strike number one，
这是已经是出局了。
Strike number one，Strike，一个好球。
哦，这是一个好球。一阵出局啊，还没出局。
Then Then he will ask me the second questions.
然后他就会问我第二个问题。
How do you support yourself?
你怎么支持你自己？
I build tents.
我是制造帐篷的。
I build very good tents.
我造的很好的帐篷。
I can provide with my own hands, with my own needs.
我可以用自己的手来供应我自己的需要。
And I can also provide for the men who are with me.
而且我可以供应我同工的需要。
I don't need anything. I have my skill. I can build tents myself.
我没有其他的需要，因着我有这样的技能，我可以制造帐篷。
Wrong answer.
你的答案又错了。
Strike number two.
这是二阵了。
Then he asked me the third question.
然后他会问我第三个问题。
How much fund you have now?
你现在的基金有多少？
I have none.
我没有。
Not only I have none, I will continue to have none.
不光我现在没有，继续下去我还不会有。
Because Jesus said, "Do not acquire gold or silver or copper for your money belt."
因为耶稣曾经吩咐过，腰带里不要带金银铜钱，行路也不要带口袋。
Or a bag for your journey, or even two coats, or sandals, or a staff for the worker is worthy of his support.
而且也不要带两件褂子，不要带鞋和拐杖，因为工人得饮食是应当的。
Therefore, Paul will never acquire gold or silver or a copper just because he has a mission trip.
所以保罗不会因为他有这个宣教的旅程就开始来积蓄他的金银。
Do you think Apostle Paul will compromise?
你觉得保罗会妥协吗？
Absolutely not.
绝对不会。
Therefore,I don't believe any organization today will accept Apostle Paul as their missionary.
所以我不相信今天的任何机构可以接受使徒保罗作为传道人。
Brother and sister, if the greatest missionary in church history cannot get through with today's organization, something is very wrong.
弟兄姐妹们，如果在教会历史上最伟大的宣教的弟兄今天不能被这些机构所接纳，那我们有一个非常严重的问题。
They had no system in Jericho.
在耶利哥那里没有一个系统。
They don't know how to attack the city.
他们并不知道该怎样来攻击这个城市。
They simply followed the instruction of the Lord.
他们就简简单单的来跟从神给他们的指示。
The march around the city sounds very stupid.
这样围着城市在这里行军是非常愚蠢的。
Once a day for 6 days.
六天每天围城一次。
On the seventh day, they march around the city 7 times.
第七天他们围绕这个城走七次。
Then priests blew the trumpets and people shouted with a great shout and the wall fell flat.
然后祭司吹号，大家一同呼喊，这个耶利哥的城墙就倒了。
You know, Israel never marched around another city.Again,
所以从那次之后，以色列再也没有绕着任何其他的城池来转。
Now in Jericho, they don't have any system.
所以在耶利哥没有一个建立的系统。
But unfortunately, Achan spoiled the whole thing by taking the things of the world.
但很不幸的，就是因为亚干取了这世上的之物，让这个成为一个得胜，成为失败。
And therefore, when they want to attack Ai.They return to a system.
所以当他们再来攻击爱城的时候，这些人就回到他们的系统里面。
They send the spy to spy out the land.
他们就派探子去窥探那城。
That's what they did before.
以前他们也是这么做的。
And the spy never produced anything good.
每一次探子出去都不会有好事发生。
And they decide only 2,000 or 3,000 is enough.
这些探子们回来之后就决定，只要两三千人就够了。
They were utterly defeated.
那然后他们是一个完全的失败。
This should be a warning to all of us.
这个对我们每个人都应该是一个警告。
Because the system of the world has been the enemy of the fullness of Christ.
因为这个世界的系统成为我们得着基督丰盛的敌人。
In the beginning, Lord has done something wonderful.
在开始的时候，神做了奇妙的工作。
But then, before too long, it is crystallized into a system governed by man.
但是不久就已经堕落到是人掌控的一个系统。
What are the consequences of this?
这些的后果是什么？
You will see the consequence if you travel to Europe.
如果你到欧洲的话，就看到后果是什么。
I don't know how many of you have that experience when you go to Europe, you see cathedral after cathedral, right?
应该有很多人去过欧洲，你到那里参观了一座又一座的教堂。
You know, I usually went to a very small country called the Netherlands.
我曾经去到一个很小的国家，就是荷兰。
There's so many meeting places in this little country.
在一个很小的国家，有许多许多的教堂。
But very, very few are actually used by Christians.
但其中很少的教堂是被基督徒来使用。
Most of the big ones are tourist attractions.
基本上最大的教堂都成了旅游景点。
And some of the church buildings become restaurants.
有的教堂甚至成为一个餐馆。
And some place become a place that they rented to the corporation for special events.
有的教堂是把它租给那些大公司做他们自己游乐场所。
What happened to Christianity in Europe?
那个基督的信仰在欧洲是什么样的？
Because they allowed the system to come in.
就是因为他们允许了这个系统来掌权。
They allow a mixture between the Lord and the world.
他们允许了神跟世界在他们里面混杂。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
That's the warning for all of us.
这是对我们每一个人的警告。
The battle is between the love of the Father and the love of the world.
这个征战就是我们是爱神还是爱世界。
We can call this the battle of sonship.
我们可以把它称为儿子名分的征战。
Because if you win this battle, you can grow into a son.
因为你如果赢了这场战争，那你就成长成为儿子。
If you lose the battle, you remain a child.
如果你输掉的话，那你还是孩童。
Now the issue in this book of Galatians is the issue of sonship.
在加勒太书里面提到的面对的这个问题是关乎儿子名分的问题。
So what is the difference between a child and a son?
那一个孩童跟儿子有什么区别呢？
Verse 1 in chapter 4 of Galatians, Now I say, as long as the heir is a child, he does not differ at all from a slave, although he is owner of everything.
在加勒太书四章一节那里说，我说那承受产业的，虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候，却与奴仆毫无分别。
When the heir is a child, he does not differ from a slave.
当他是一个孩童的时候，与奴仆毫无分别。
A son is a child, but a childis not necessary a son.
儿子可以是孩子，但是一个孩童不可能是儿子。
A son has father's characters and can take care of father's business.
一个儿子有他父亲的性情，而且可以来行使父亲付给他的责任。
God's purpose is for sons and not children.
神对我们的心意是要得着儿子，不是要得着孩童。
You know, remember when the Lord said to Pharaoh?
还记得吗？就是当时摩西对着法老说的。
And Israel, my son.
那个里面耶和华这么说，以色列是我的儿子。
God didn't say Israel, my children.
那里神并没有说以色列是我的孩子。
God's purpose are for them to becomeHis sons.
神的心意是让他们成为他的儿子。
God said, "Let my son go, that they may serve me."
因为神对法老说，容我的儿子去，好侍奉我。
Only a son can serve his father.
只有一个儿子可以真正的来侍奉他的父亲。
Only a son can do his father's business.
只有一个儿子能够来打理父亲所托付给他的。
So what is the difference between a slave and a son?
那一个奴仆跟儿子又有什么不一样？
Verse 6 of chapter 4, Because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
在第四章第六节，你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿巴父。
Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God.
可见从此以后你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了，既是儿子就靠着神为后嗣。
A slave has no right of his own.
一个奴仆没有他自己的权利。
A slave has no liberty.
一个奴仆没有他的自由。
A slave has to do what he was told.
一个奴仆只是做吩咐他所做的。
Do you know the differences between a slave and a son?
你知道一个奴仆跟儿子的区别吗？
So when I visit this small country called Netherlands,
当我来去到这个小小的国家叫荷兰的时候，
No, their income tax is 50%.
他们的税收是50%。
Everybody,
每个人
50% of your income is tax.
每一个人你的收入50%都要交税。
So therefore, half of population are hired by government.
所以在那里有一半的人口是被政府所雇佣的。
They all work for government.
他们都是为政府来工作。
Then you can see how those people look like when they work for government.
你看到他们的时候就知道为政府工作是什么意思。
You go to Netherlands, they're always under construction.
你要到荷兰去，到处总是在施工。
Whether it's airport or it's roads or it's always something going on.
不管是飞机场或者是道路，总是在修建。
I have been in and out of that airport for more than 20 years. They have never stopped renovations.
我在那个机场进出已经超过20年，他们的那个修建从来没有停工过。
And this is how those workers look like.
那现在我们来看看这些工人是什么样的。
You know, in the morning, they walk as slow as possible.
早上的时候他们就走过去，但是
very slow,
非常的慢。
It'll take a long time to, take the coat away from him.
然后花很长的时间才把身上的衣服脱下来。
Take a long time to get the tools out of the toolbox.
然后把工具从箱子里面拿出来也花了很久。
And you watch them, you think, you know, I'm watching a slow motion movie something.
然后你看到他们就觉得，难道我在看一个慢动作的电影吗？
And it's always a good time to have a cup of coffee.
任何时候都是他们享受咖啡的时候。
You know,This is the spirit of a slave.
这就是一个奴仆他里面的精神。
Because they don't get paid by accomplishment, they get paid by hours.
因为他们不是按着他们所做成的来得着工价，而是按着他们所工作的时间。
But if you see a son, that will be different.
但是你如果看见一个儿子就不一样了。
If you see a son working for his father,
你如果看到一个儿子为父亲工作的话，
and the son of the owner of the property is working there.
这是儿子为着这个产业的主人来工作。
Then you see none of that.
就是他父亲。那你就看不到刚才所讲的。
There's a matter of both interest and responsibility.
在里面你可以看到责任。
And more important, you see the love.Of his father.
而且更重要，你看到他对着父亲的爱。
The son will work beyond the appointed hours.
这个儿子可能会超时工作。
He will work all the hours.
他会全时间的来工作。
It is the spirit of the son.
这是一个儿子里面的属灵的意义。
The Lord wants to gain sons.
神他要的是得着儿子。
Not the slave.
并不是奴仆
not children.
并不是孩子。
So what is the sonship?
那儿子的名分是什么？
You know, sonship is the word that's specifically used by Apostle Paul.
儿子的名分是保罗专用的一个词语。
You know, it means placing son.
它的意思是立为儿子。
Or in other words, it means placing a person in the position of sonship.
或者说就是把一个人放在儿子的地位上。
No, you speak of son, you speak of life.
你如果讲到儿子，就讲到生命。
You speak of sonship, you think of expression and manifestation of being a son.
所以你提到儿子，就提到儿子，他要彰显，他要表白。
In other words, sonship.Is the responsibility of being in a son.
或者说儿子的名分就代表儿子他要成为儿子才有生命的彰显。
You know, sonship is not, you know, something you can gain like instantly.
这个儿子的名分不是说你即刻就可以得着的。
It is an expression and manifestation of the life of His Son in us.
是他的儿子在我们里面被彰显出来。
You know, in those time when Paul wrote Galatians,
在保罗写加拉太书的时候
，and at the time there were many many slaves.
那个时候有许多的奴仆。
And usually, if you have certain positions, then in your house you will have many many slaves.
如果你这个人是非常有地位的话，在家里有许多奴仆。
And some of your slaves are very educated.
这些奴仆甚至有一些受过高等教育的。
Some of the slaves are very skillful.
很多奴仆他的技能非常的高。
Therefore, a father will place that his son under a slave.
所以父亲就把儿子交在奴仆的手下。
To learn certain skills.
去学一些技能。
Or to be educated.
或者被教育。
And that's what Paul was saying.
这就是保罗在这里所提到的。
Yeah, and when a child is young, you see no differences.
所以是孩童的时候你看不出来区别。
Even the slave are helping them.
甚至这些奴仆来帮助孩童们。
But there will be a time.
但总有一个时候来到。
When that time was set by the father.
这个是父所预定的时候。
And when their time came, the father will placing his son in a position of sonship.
当这个时候来到的时候，父亲就把这个孩童放在儿子的地位上。
So, but how does that apply to us?
那这个对我们是怎么样运用的
？How can we grow from a child to a son?
我们怎样从一个孩童成长成为儿子
？Again, today there is a guardian and there is a manager for us.
今天我们也有一个监护者。
And our guardian and our manager today is the Holy Spirit.
这个管理监护的就是圣灵。
So when we first accept our Lord Jesus, we are a child.
当我们刚接受主耶稣的时候，还是孩童。
Therefore, the Father would appoint the Holy Spirit to be our guardian and managers.
所以神就差遣圣灵成为我们的监护来管理。
And the Holy Spirit will continue to bring the life of Christ in us.
圣灵就持续不断地把基督的生命坐在我们里面。
As the life of His Son grows in us,
当他儿子的生命在我们里面成长的时候
，In the same measure, the sonship coming to us.
同时，儿子的名分也来到我们身上。
The more you have the life of Christ in you.
你里面基督的生命越多
，the more manifestation of that life in you，
这个生命的彰显就越多
，and the sonship become a reality in you，
这个儿子的名分就在你身上成为实际
，and as we continue to grow in him，
当我们继续在他里面成长的时候
，and we will continue to serve him based on this life within。
我们是根据里面的这个生命继续服侍。
We will continue to do so.
我们会持续这样做。
Until the time of the redemption of the body.
直到我们身体得赎的时候。
And that is the ultimate sonship.
那个就是至终得着儿子名分的时候。
Then we will be called heirs with Christ.
这个时候我们就会成为与基督同为后嗣。
And this is God's heart.
这个是神的心意。
That's the reason he called Israel out of Egypt.
这也是他为什么把以色列人从埃及呼召出来。
The purpose is not for children.
这个心意不是为着孩子。
The purpose is for sons.
他的心意是要得着儿子。
But in order for us to become a son,
但为着要我们成为儿子
we need to win this battle of sonship.
我们必须要赢这场关乎儿子名分的征战。
By the power of Holy Spirit,
靠着圣灵的能力。
And we face this battle every single day.
我们可以每天面对这个征战。
Do you love the world or things of the world?
你爱世界和世界上的事吗？
Or you love the Lord more than anything else.
或者你爱主超过其他的一切。
If we win this battle on a daily basis,
如果每天我们都在这个征战上面得胜。
And this child is growing into a son.
那这个孩童就要成长为儿子。
If we do not, care about this battle.
如果我们不在乎这样的征战。
Or we keep losing this battle.
或者我们一直在这里失败。
A child will remain a child.
这个孩童会一直停留在孩童的光景。
And the purpose of the Lord in this child will not be fulfilled.
那神的心意不能在这个孩童身上得着满足。
Brothers and sisters, it's so easy to fall into a system.
弟兄姐妹们，很容易我们就进入到一个系统里面。
Let me give you a very, very trivial example.
让我给大家一个非常非常明显的例子。
Now in our morning watch in Sugarland area,
我们在唐城有一个早上的晨更。
Usually we begin each morning watch by prayers.
经常我们是以祷告来开始这个晨更。
And it's done that way for many, many years.
很多年都是这样。
But I don't know whenwas the first time, I cannot remember when was the first time, but somehow we pray according to where you sit.
那我不知道第一次是什么时候开始，这个祷告是根据你坐的座位来轮。
Therefore, we just pray according to the order of your sitting.
所以我们的祷告是跟着位子的位置。
And,If I stop praying, then he's the next.
如果我祷告之后，他就是下一个。
And if he pray, then he will be next.
那他祷告之后就是他的下一个。
I don't know when we started, but somehow we started that.
我也不知道从什么时候开始，但是就是开始了。
No one say anything that let's pray this way.
没有人说应该这样祷告。
But somehow we started one Saturday.
但是肯定是从一个周六开始的。
Then we start doing that every week.
然后每周都是这样。
Every week, doesn't matter who starts, and the person sit next to that person would be the second one.
每周开始的人不一样，但是那个人开始之后，总是照着位子的顺序来。
Then we just take turn and everyone pray, praise the Lord. Everyone pray, but according to that particular pattern.
感谢赞美主，每个人都祷告了，但是。都是照着这个顺序来祷告。
And we cannot break out of that.
甚至我们不能从这个顺序里面跳出来。
You know, sometimes if he pray, if I don't pray, nobody else pray.
所以有的时候如果他开始的话，我不开口，那就没人会开口。
I'm blocking the next brother or sister.
我等于把下面那个人挡住了。
Therefore, I have to pray so that he or she can pray.
所以我必须要开口祷告，那他才能祷告。
Then we create ourselves a system.
所以我们自己创造出来一个系统。
Even nobody has the idea, but we just spontaneously create a small system in us.
虽然当时没有人提出这样一个主意，但是很即刻的就创造出这么一个系统。
It's very difficult to break the system.
而这个系统要被打碎是非常难的。
And this is a very small thing.
这是一个很小很小的事。
Now, if you really think about it,We are creating system all the time.
如果你去思想的话，我们每一个时刻都在创造系统。
And we love the system.
而且我们喜爱这些系统。
Because having a system is so easy.
因为有了这些系统，事情就变容易了。
Because we don't need to worry about everyone will pray every Saturday.
我们也不用去担心每一周每个人都要祷告。
But you take away.That moving of the Holy Spirit.
但是你却把圣灵的感动拿掉了。
Then we struggle for quite some time.
那我们经常在这些事上来挣扎。
I think we are slowly breaking out of that.
慢慢，我们现在开始从这个习惯里面出来。
This is just a very trivial example.
这只是一个很小的例子。
Now if you look around, you look at...United States, and you look at today's Christianity is full of systems.
今天你来看美国这个国家，看基督教，到处都充满这样的系统。
To the degree, it is normal. It's considered normal. No one even challenged.
到了一个程度，大家都觉得很正常，没有人来挑战。
It's the person who challenged will be looked at in a very strange way.
如果有人胆敢挑战的话，那别人看他都是一个奇怪的人。
Today, if you want to do something differently.
如果今天你要开始一件不同的事情。
If you want to go to an organization and suggest that maybe there is a different way according to the Bible.
如果你到一个机构跟他说，根据圣经应该有另外一个方法。
People will not appreciate your fellowship.
这些人不会感激你跟他的交通。
They look at you in a very strange way.
他们看你觉得你是一个非常奇怪的。
This is the situation we face today.
这就是我们今天所要面对的。
If everyone around you believe that's the way,
如果你周围的人都相信应该是这个方式的话，
Are you going to stand up for the Lord and say that's not the right way?
你愿不愿意站起来为着神说不应该如此？
How many of us is willing to even say that?
有多少人在我们中间甚至有一个愿意的心？
And subject yourself to ridicules.
那你就把自己摆在一个被蔑视被指责的地位。
I think many Christians would rather stay silent.
我相信很多基督徒他们宁愿沉默。
Let's keep this in the building that we are in.
就让这件事停留在这个建筑里面，什么都不要改。
We know this, that's fine.
只要我们自己知道就好了。
I don't think Apostle Paul was that way.
我不相信使徒保罗是刚才所讲的这样。
Apostle Paul would point to Peter and said, "You are wrong."
因为使徒保罗会指着彼得说：“你错了。”
How many of us dare to do that?
我们中间有人敢这样做吗？
Are you going to tell Peter that he is wrong?
你敢对彼得说你错了吗？
He's the biggest apostle, right?
因为彼得是最大的使徒。
He's loudest.
他的声音最大。
He has power.
他而且有能力。
But Apostle Paul could care less.
但是使徒彼得都不在乎这些。
Are you going to tell Barnabas that he was wrong?
他会不会跟巴拿巴说你错了呢？
Without Barnabas, where is Paul?
因为如果没有巴拿巴，不会有保罗的。
Now, Barnabas was so kind to Apostle Paul.
因为巴拿巴对保罗是如此的好。
But Apostle Paul told Barnabas, "You're wrong."
但是使徒保罗就对巴拿巴说你错了。
We thank God for Apostle Paul.
我们为使徒保罗感谢神。
Not only he told Peter that he was wrong, not only he told Barnabas he was wrong, he wrote that in the book.
不光使徒保罗对着彼得说你错了，而且指责巴拿巴说你错了，而且他把这个记载下来。
So thousands of years later, every one of us know Peter was wrong.
所以过了两千年。今天很多人看到圣经知道彼得当时错了。
This is Christianity.
这个才是基督的信仰。
This is life.
这个才是生命。
This is what the Lord wants from us.
这个才是神要在我们身上得着的。
This is testimony.
这个才是见证。
So how can we be like Paul?
我们怎么样能够像保罗一样？
How can we win this battle of sonship?
我们怎样在儿子名分的这个征战上得胜？
No, you read the first two chapters of Galatians.
如果你来读加拉太书的前两章，
that cover about maybe 22 years of his life.
这里面涵盖了他大概22年的生活。
And in the beginning he said, you know, God revealed his son in us.
在开始的时候他说神启示他儿子在我们里面。
That's the beginning of these 22 years.
这就是他这22年的一个开始。
On the way to Damascus, the revelation of Christ starts this 22 years.
就在去大马士革的路上，从基督来的启示成为他22年的开始。
Then there's 11 years that we don't know much about.
后面的11年我们不了解太多的情形。
Then there's another 11 years he traveled all over the place.
这之后的11年他在各地去旅行。
At the end of that 22 years he wrote again.
在这22年的末了他又开始写。
And he said, I have been crucified with Christ.
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And it's no longer I who live.
现在活着的不再是我
But Christ lives in me
乃是基督在我里面活着
And the life which I now live in the flesh I live by faith in the Son of God
并且我如今在肉身活着乃是信神的儿子而活
Who loved me and gave himself up for me
他是爱我为我舍己
So this 22 years started with the Son
所以这22年的开始是由儿子开始。
And the end of this 22 years, he concludes this 22 years with his son.
在22年结束的时候，他总结也在儿子里面。
It began with the revelation of his son.
这个开始是关于儿子的启示。
And it concludes with him being crucified with his son.
而他的结束是在与他的儿子同钉十字架。
And that is the journey.
这就是他的旅程。
That's how Paul win the battle.
这就是如何保罗赢得了这场征战。
Today is the same way.
今天也是一样。
That every one of us have to run the same course.
我们每个人都要跑同样的一条路。
We have to win this battle.
我们必须要赢同样的一场征战。
We always begin with the revelation of his son.
总是从关于他儿子的启示开始。
Without the revelation, we don't even know where to run.
如果没有这样的启示，如何奔跑我们都不知道。
But some point in time in our course, we have to come to the same conclusion that I have been crucified with Christ.
但在奔跑这条道路的时候，总有一个时候我们也要说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
No, if Paul was not crucified with Christ, he was not able to point out the error by Peter.
如果保罗没有与基督同钉十字架的话，他不可能指出彼得身上的错误。
If he was not crucified with Christ, he will not be able to point out the error of Barnabas.
如果他没有与基督同钉十字架的话，他不可能指出巴拿巴身上的错误。
It's not that Paul think himself higher than Peter or Barnabas.
并不是保罗觉得自己比彼得或者巴拿巴更高。
If Peter could fail, so could Paul.
如果彼得能失败，保罗也会失，也可以失败。
If Barnabas could fail, so could Paul.
如果巴拿巴会失败。那保罗也可能失败。
The only way that Paul can overcome is by being crucified with Christ.
所以保罗唯一能得胜的这条路就是与基督同钉十字架。
This is the only way we can overcome the world.
这也是唯一一条路我们可以胜过世界。
Brothers and sisters, the love of the world is so difficult to overcome.
弟兄姐妹们，爱世界的心是非常难克服的。
The things of the world is very attractive.
因为这世界和世界上的事非常有吸引力。
Do not trust yourself that you can deal with this love.
不要心里面觉得我可以解决这个爱世界的问题。
The only way to overcome is that we being crucified with Christ.
唯一得胜的路就是我们与基督同钉十字架。
So, that to the world,I have been crucified.
那对着世界而言，我已经钉在十字架上。
To me, the world has been crucified.
对着世界而言，我已经钉在十字架上。对我而言，世界也钉在十字架上。
And this is Paul sharing to all of us.
这就是保罗跟我们大家的他的交通。
He opened experience as a book to us.
他把自己的经历打开在我们每人面前。
He told us that the importance of this battle of sonship.
他已经告诉我们关于儿子名分的征战何等重要。
He told us the importance of revelations.
他告诉我们关于启示何等重要。
And he shared with us his secret.
他而且把自己的秘诀告诉我们。
If we don't win this battle on a daily basis, we cannot become his son.
如果我们不是每天在这个征战上得胜，不可能成为他的儿子。
Then we will not have the reality of sonship.
我们也不可能有儿子名分的实际。
Christ lives in us.
基督在我里面活着。
That is our hope.
这才是我们的盼望。
And Holy Spirit is our guardian and managers.
而且圣灵是管理，而且来监督的。
And the Spirit of His Son in our hearts crying, Abba, Father.
在我们里面，这个儿子的名会呼叫阿巴父。
Therefore, we're no longer a slave. We're a son.
所以我们不再是奴仆，而是儿子了。
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
The love of Christ is always the motivation for us, for a son.
基督的爱总是那个激励我们，让我们成为儿子的动力。
And it's the love of Father in his son that allow him to overcome.
是神的爱在基督里面能够让我们得胜。
So I'd like to just use this simple story of this battle in Ai.
所以我今天就想用在爱城这个简单的故事来讲这个征战。
To illustrate the importance of this battle that we face every single day.
让大家看到我们每天所面对的。
You know, it, on one hand is the world.
在一方面是世界。
On the other hand is the Lord.
另外一方面是神。
Is the Lord more important than the things of this world?
神是不是比世界和其上的事更重要呢？
And that's the issues of that time.
这个是当时他们所面对的问题。
And it's also the issue of our time.
也是我们今天所面对的问题。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We again have opportunity to fellowship upon your words.
父啊，感谢你今天早上我们又有机会在你的话语上交通。
We pray that we would humble before this small sharing.
愿意我们在这个这么小的一个交通面前谦卑。
Allow Holy Spirit to enlighten our heart.
让圣灵继续来光照我们的心。
And to see your purpose in your heart.
看见在你心里面那个心意。
And the desire to have a son.
你渴望得着儿子。
Desire to have many sons.
你渴慕得着许多的儿子。
Desire to see many children grow into son.
你愿意看到许多的孩童成长成为儿子。
Father, give us that same desire this morning.
父啊，把同样的渴慕摆在我们里面。
Have the same attitude as in your heart.
让我们有与你心里一同的态度。
Therefore, we can cooperate with the Comforter.
所以我们可以与保惠师来合作。
With the help of the Great High Priest.
借着大祭司的帮助。
Then we can overcome, we can win the battle of sonship.
我们可以得胜，可以得着儿子的名分。
We thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray.
感谢这样的时间，奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
But we don't have time for everybody to pray.
下面还是要花一些时间。